ASMR. It's not autonomous sensory meridian response. It's amateurs suck at making reviews.
Hi, my name is Kia.
Hi, my name is Tyler.
Hi, my name is Ben.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Thank you so much for joining us on episode 2 of ASMR Reviews.
Today's episode is all about music.
We each picked a song from after the 1950s for all of us to review.
But first, a word from the ever-famed Marge the Barge.
Do you like to write? You do? Good. So come to the Writers Club, where you can write about your dreams. Grab a pencil, or a pen, or a crayon, or a piece of chalk, or type, or just write. So come on down and take a chair and just write. And only write. My precious.
So the first song that we chose, and I chose this song, is called Three Steps to Heaven by Eddie, I think I'm going to say this wrong, Cochran.
Yeah.
So it was released in March in 1960s, which is in the U.S., and I gave it a 4 out of 5 because it's, like, super awesome. I'm a sucker for 60s and, like, 50s music because... Who doesn't like that stuff? It's good. It's
me.
Great.
I don't like that stuff.
Oh, how dare.
I did like this song, though.
Yeah. It's actually, a friend showed it to me. He's just like, hey, have you ever heard this song before? I'm like, no. And since he knows his 60s music, I was like, okay, I'll take a listen. And I took a listen, and I was like, whoa, this is actually pretty freaking good. Like, this is a spicy song. I like this a lot. And it's just, it's, like, simple. There's not much variation in terms of chords that are played on the guitar. I think it's just a guitar that is played, if I remember correctly. I think it's just guitar, not really anything else.
I don't know.
The
only time that I listened to it was
it
when
goes,
I listened to it.
It's like a repeating almost guitar chord and then the vocals. And I think if you listen to the lyrics, I think it's pretty good. But it's not like something that you would... The only reason I didn't give it a 5 out of 5 is because it's not something that I would like seek out. Like if it came on a playlist, I wouldn't skip it. But I wouldn't seek it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go and, like, Google it and play it on loop for 5 hours.
I was like that, where it's like, if it came on Pandora, then I wouldn't skip it.
Yeah, but it's still, like...
But I wouldn't buy the song.
Yeah.
Let's be real. How many people actually buy songs anymore?
True.
Me? I bought one, like, 5 minutes ago.
I mean, I buy songs, like, but I don't, like, buy that many songs.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. I'm just an old person.
I use Spotify.
You darn kids!
I use Spotify because
with your electronical streaming music.
You kids are ruining the music business. How dare.
In all seriousness, though, it was a good song. In all seriousness, though, sorry.
All right, for the next one that we are reviewing Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. Now, I know... Very few people who actually enjoy listening to Justin Bieber, especially now, maybe
especially preteen girls.
Especially now, when his fame has died down quite a bit, but at the time he was a lot more popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song was really popular.
Like he was all the rage.
But yes, anyway. Yeah,
and I never hopped on that train.
I can't entirely stand this song as long with any of his other songs for the most part.
They're just bad.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
And I thought it was like really repetitive.
The thing
like,
with pop music really is that, I mean, the like, thing about pop music is it's made to be repetitive and to be simple, and there's like a certain amount of syllables in each verse so that if you hear it on the radio like once or twice, then you'll basically know the entire song. That's how they're made.
Yeah. They want it to be catchy.
Yeah, because if it's not, that's like... I find that a difference. I listen to a lot of indie music, just saying. But I listen to a lot of indie music, and I find that it's very different, you know? Because, like, pop music is very repetitive, but indie music has a lot of, like, weird just sounds just thrown in for the fun of it.
Yeah, I don't really care. I usually don't find like pop music very repetitive to myself, like when I listen to it. But like for this song, it was just the same exact thing over and over again.
And personally, it's like, I do think that he is a good singer. It's just that what he does with his music.
I think he's like,
besides the fact that he's
he must be
a
like,
jack donkey.
He must be like told to do this stuff because he would be a better singer if he followed himself.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's always someone else's fault, but it's just that.
Yeah.
The way that his music is, it's like, I just don't like it. He is a good singer, and like, if he was like making songs that like I think sounded good, then yeah, I would listen to them because he is a good singer.
No, I think that because he is deep down a good singer, that's part of the reason why that this song was overall given a 4 out of 5.
But I think it's hard to look at it subjectively and look at the music and not the person behind the
music. We gave this one a 4 out of 5? That's a typo. That's a typo. I remember us giving this like a 2.
I remember a 2, but you know.
I mean, I would definitely be giving it a 1, but that's besides.
Yeah.
All in all,
we did not give it a 4. We gave it a 2.
Bad song.
Well, let's go ahead and ask our script writer what they were
doing.
Figure it out.
Copying and pasting. That's what I was doing, all right? Oof. If you want the truth. All right.
Cool.
Exposed.
Do you have damage? Do you need it repaired? Well, too bad! Because at the chess club, we play chess.
Chess!
There are horsey men, circle head guys, towers, colored squares, and more! So come on over away from your broken house or ribs and play chess.
So the song that I chose was one of my favorites, especially right now. It's Winter by Paris. A lot of people mispronounce the band, but I'm not going to go into that right now.
I mean, to be fair, they do have a V in place of an A, so it's kind of understandable.
Because copyright. Anyways, so I was completely biased when I was reviewing this because I love this song so much. I gave it a full-blown 5 out of 5. Collectively, we gave it a 4, but I love this song, and I love this band so much. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's like, this band, it's like, you know, there are some bands that you, like, really, really like, but there are some songs that they've written that, like, you just don't like. This one, I like every single one of their songs.
Ooh, girl. Yeah. That's some high praise.
I love it. And they don't have a lot of songs, but I love all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly remember
listening to this song.
But,
well, we did listen to it, like, a month ago. So.
But I know that the shifts were real, like, the shifts in the music were really exciting.
I remember it being the kind of song that you would probably like at a concert, you would probably get like super hyped when it came on. Oh, yeah. It'd be that kind of song.
When I went to see this band in concert, this was like one of the biggest mosh pits that we had during the whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much that I can actually say about
this. Yeah, I can't remember the song at all.
Well, it's not that I don't listen to techno music, and that's, I just don't have the ability to give a good opinion.
I listen to anime theme songs and indie music. What do I know?
That's a fair point.
Okay, so when I was younger, I really liked this song. The song's called Eye of the Tiger, and I'm pretty sure
all of you know it.
Yeah.
Everyone has heard it.
I learned it on the piano, and I thought it was really cool, because, like, my friends wanted to get a band together, and, like, we wanted to start a...
Wait, how old were you?
I was, like, in fourth grade, and we wanted to get a band together and stuff.
Oh,
and
my
was, like,
God. So in the world at 10 years old.
But I know how to play it still, so it's kind of like, you know, when I'm around, I just play it.
Just whenever you're around a piano. Yeah. Sit your booty down. This song is so iconic. Like, I remember
so iconic.
One time to distract me and, like, get me to shut up for, like, a few minutes, my mom put on Eye of the Tiger and told me to run up and down the stairs like they did in, like, the rock.
That works.
So, I mean, it works. So, like, the game that I played is I'd run up the stairs, I'd run down the stairs, and then, like, mime drinking a glass of, like, milk or, like, you know how, like, because, like, there's, like, this myth or something where it's, like, if you drink, like, just raw egg, you just get, like, strong. And so I would pretend I was drinking, like, raw egg or, like, milk. And then I'd run up the stairs and be like, it shut me up for, like, the entire day, honestly, because sure I was so tired afterwards. I like passed out. Did.
I feel like a lot of what we talk about right now is going to be all motivational stuff because this song is really motivational.
When it comes on, you're just like, time to get hyped, boys. Like, this is the workout. This is the workout song.
Yeah, it is. Kia, you and I, we did this song with the drama camp.
We went to a drama camp. I've gone for 6 years or something. Something crazy.
I've been for 3.
I've been there for a really long time, ever since like. Ooh, I was there for a long time.
I think this song was from the first one that we did.
It was one of the earlier ones. Yeah. So basically, the drum camp was just like we put it together a play in 2 weeks, which, you, as you can imagine, is a bunch of children.
And they took a bunch of popular songs. And like changed up the lyrics a little. And
I don't think we changed this one too much, but still.
This one, I don't think so.
I can still like.
So yeah, Eye of the Tiger was one of them. This was my favorite one to do, actually. Oh, yeah.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, I
remember whenever it came on, you, me, and our other friend who went with us, Grace, would, like, get up and just start, like, going at it.
Oh, yeah. We would start doing the dance.
Because we still know the dance has been drilled into us. Good times.
Hello, people of the world. Or out of the world if you're an alien. Or you could be a robot. Well, admit it, you are a robot. But either way, you can still listen. I hope. And you can still drink coffee. So come to the Roost, where there is good coffee. But there's not only coffee. There's music and poetry. So come down to the magical place for our fine feathered friends. Yeah!
Okay, so the song that we all listened to that I think was probably one of the best ones was Home. And because that it's a really lifting song for me.
Just oof.
When I was like in the beginning of 9th grade, I like... When we were in, the clarinet group, when we were playing a marching band, we had, like, a whole bunch of photos and, like, stuff. And then, like, I put a whole, like, photo thing together. So for all, like, the seniors and for, like, everything. And I added the song Home in it.
Oh, my God. I literally remember it was, like, 6th grade camp or something. And it was, like, the same deal. They showed us, like, all the pictures of the camp and, like, the last
it's
breakfast
such a classic
or something.
Song.
And
it makes
it
you
cry. It is a very touching song.
It makes
it
me
very
cry
touching.
Whenever it's used that way. It's always tearjerker, man.
So I believe... You were not there. You were not at our elementary school yet, because I think this was at the end of 3rd grade.
So, no, I entered beginning 4th grade.
I can't remember her name, but there was one girl who was, I think that she was in a military family, so she was moving to China.
Oh, geez.
And the talent show before she left, her and a bunch of her friends sang this song, and they dedicated it to her.
Oh, that's so cute.
So every time that I hear this song, that's all I can think about.
My heart is not ready. Wonder what happened to her. So if you're out there.
I think she's in Germany now.
If you're out there, let us know.
It's not fair.
It's such a beautiful song,
Deutsch.
Even though it is so beautiful, it kind of depends on what my mood is.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, boy.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes it's like, I don't really want to listen to this. And then other times it's like, yes, this is the exact song that I wanted to listen to.
There's also the fact that it's not something that when you first hear it, you think, oh, it's a country song.
Yeah.
But it actually
It's classified
is.
As country.
Yeah, but it's like, it's...
It's good though.
I like the jingly good country, guitar. Which is incredibly rare.
Like there's this one part I remember the song where it's like dingly only only only. It's a jingle guitar, and I'm like, nice. That's what I.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know that part. I haven't listened to it in forever, but I know.
Yeah,
I know the exact.
If
part.
If you listen to the song, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us on ASMR Reviews.